What would flash through your mind if your plane suddenly plummeted from the sky? Not your promotion, your bank account, or that corner office you fought so hard to win. Catherine Cruz discovered this truth at 30,000 feet when her aircraft spiraled toward Earth. In those terrifying seconds, only faces appeared. Her husband's warm smile, her daughter singing nursery rhymes, her son's infectious laughter. Every business achievement she'd obsessed over vanished like smoke. We spend decades climbing ladders, only to realize, sometimes too late, that they're leaning against the wrong wall. Catherine survived that crash, but many didn't. Her second chance became an awakening. The things we think are big are actually small, and what we dismiss as small, family dinners, bedtime stories, unhurried conversations, are monumentally big. During Catherine's hospital recovery, a mysterious visitor appeared. A young man in doctor's clothing wearing a crimson monk's robe. This was Julian Mantle, Catherine's brother, transformed beyond recognition. Once a Harvard-educated trial lawyer earning millions, Julian had owned mansions and private jets. Then tragedy shattered his world. A drunk driver killed his young daughter, Allie, in his arms. Devastated, Julian worked himself into oblivion until his heart gave out in court. That collapse became his catalyst. He sold everything and disappeared to India, climbing treacherous Himalayan peaks to find the legendary sages of Savana, monks who'd mastered the art of living with purpose and joy. They agreed to teach him on one condition: he must return to the Western world and share their wisdom. Julian learned that happiness doesn't arrive with achievements, but flows from gratitude and service. Now he'd returned to fulfill his promise, to teach Catherine and others how to rebuild what truly matters. Julian moved into Catherine's garage apartment, embodying the simplicity he preached. His first lesson: parents, not schools, bear primary responsibility for moral development. He urged Catherine to fill her home with heroic books, biographies of Gandhi, Helen Keller, Eleanor Roosevelt, even before Porter and Sarita could read. If you want your children to become great leaders, expose them to the lives of other great people, he explained. Simple practices transform houses into havens: fresh flowers throughout rooms, open windows inviting natural light, daily family meals without interruptions, regular laughter nights to maintain perspective. These cost almost nothing but yield priceless returns. Julian's insight struck Catherine deeply. As a parent, you are a leader. Leadership is not the sole domain of the CEO. The home environment shapes developing minds more powerfully than any classroom. Julian's second mastery centered on trust building through genuine connection, expressing love freely, and being fully present. We rush through days, busy being busy, missing opportunities for meaningful bonds. A great life is simply a collection of great memories formed through small acts of kindness, not heroic achievements. Trust forms the cornerstone of family culture, built by keeping promises to others and yourself. Julian shared a parable of a carpenter who built his final house carelessly, only to discover it was his retirement gift. We build our lives through daily choices, and carelessness creates inferior circumstances. He urged Catherine to become meticulous with her word and an aggressive listener who gives complete attention. Understanding is the building block of love. Deep listening satisfies the human hunger to be cherished. Julian's final element was fanatical honesty, speaking truth without unnecessary bluntness. This authenticity deepens trust, earns respect, and creates a presence that becomes a force of nature. Catherine realized that being a great parent requires the same dedication and integrity demanded of any transformational leader. After implementing Julian's lessons, Catherine's family transformed. Her children became expressive and confident, sharing dreams openly. Julian revealed the third mastery: focus your child on greatness, not weakness. Most people concentrate on fixing shortcomings rather than developing strengths, preventing them from discovering their greatness. Everyone possesses unique gifts meant to benefit the world. Einstein's physics focus and Hendrix's guitar devotion demonstrated how dedication to natural talents leads to extraordinary achievements. The sages believed, where your talent meets the needs of the universe, that's where God wants you to be. Parents must help children discover their gifts through observation and exploration, then cultivate those talents through practice, mentorship, and progressive challenges. Like Michelangelo seeing masterpieces within raw marble, parents must view children as raw talent needing gentle guidance and unwavering belief. Julian introduced four disciplines: envision daily through creative visualization, set weekly goals and take immediate action, walk with giants by reading great books, and give graciously. These disciplines help children discover their essential selves, their highest, truest nature. Julian's fourth mastery reveals a counterintuitive truth: to be an excellent parent, become an excellent person. Like securing your own oxygen mask before helping others, parents must develop themselves first. He introduced the 5 o'clock club, rising early for reading, meditation, visualization, or nature communion. The body is a temple. Physical mastery builds mental discipline, essential for parenting. Regular exercise creates energy, stamina, patience, and mental clarity. Rather than comparing yourself to media images, measure progress against your former self. True nobility lies in being superior to your former self. Julian encouraged journaling, analyzing experiences for growth, not merely recording events. He advocated weekly sabbaticals, 6 or 7 hours for self-renewal, pursuing neglected passions, or simply being without rushing. This personal reward creates the emotional reservoir from which you pour genuine love and attention into your family. Julian's final mastery teaches giving children immortality through legacy. He shared how Osceola McCarty, a Mississippi washerwoman, saved modest earnings for decades and donated $150,000 to create a scholarship fund. Meaningful legacies don't require grand gestures, just consistent small acts performed with dedication. Discovering your destiny requires listening to the gentle whispers of the holiest places of the heart, those inner calls emerging during moments of connection with nature, intentional silence, or life's challenges. Julian encouraged teaching children regular reflection through daily practices like morning meditation or evening journaling, asking, "How can I be most useful to the world?" and "What unique gifts do I possess that can benefit others?" The deepest human need is living for something beyond ourselves. Before departing, Julian transformed his room into a magnificent library of wisdom, embodying his teaching. Our greatest contribution comes not from what we achieve, but from what we enable others to become. Legacy building happens daily through how we treat others, the values we demonstrate, and the positive changes we initiate. Family wisdom provides a framework for living with purpose and deep human connection. The journey from knowledge to wisdom requires deliberate action. What matters isn't what we know, but what we do with it. Small daily actions create powerful ripple effects, asking meaningful questions at dinner, sharing stories of failure and resilience, celebrating small victories. These moments compound over time to shape family culture and character. Your most important leadership role isn't found in professional titles, but in your home, in daily moments when you shape the hearts and minds of those you love most. In a world measuring success by external achievements, true fulfillment comes from deeper connections and knowing you've helped others become their best selves. Start today with one conversation, one moment of presence, one act of intentional love. The greatest legacy you'll ever build isn't written in corporate achievements or bank statements. It's written in the hearts of those who call you family.